Hello, my name is Donovan. I'm calling from Local Slash. I was looking to go ahead and speak with Rachel.
This is Rachel speaking.
All right, great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
That's always good to hear. I'm not sure if you remember me right, but we spoke last October. You were looking to go ahead and discontinue the account, and we decided to pause the account. I believe it was due to some issues with the reviews.
Yes.
Perfect. So I did promise to give you a call every 3 months. Unfortunately, I tried to give you a call about a month or two ago, but I just got the voicemail. I'm actually very happy that you answered now. So I definitely just wanted to touch base with you and see how things are going, of course, because the account, 5 months are basically up. They'll be up on the 24th, right?
I'm sorry, you said what? The account will be what?
Okay. So we placed the account on hold for 5 months, and those 5 months are almost up. So I definitely just wanted to basically touch base with you, see how things are going. If we're looking to activate the website, for example, or what would be the next step?
Honestly speaking, like, I decided just to no longer, not work with you guys. We want to just manage our Google account by ourselves.
Okay, that's definitely something that we do push for, right? Always have our clients review their Google Business Profile, keep it active, live, right? That's usually what definitely helps. Now, something that I'm noticing is that there is a Google Business Profile that's live. I'm just trying to see the actual website. It doesn't look like it has a website. That's really strange. Normally, if we helped out on the website, there would be one attached, right? Do you currently have a website?
What you guys, whenever you guys, every time you guys, like, will suspend your account or, you know, put on pause, you guys, deactivate the website as well. So, when I first know with you guys told me that I will store that. If I ever leave you guys or decide to work with you guys no more, we should maintain our website, and then we should be able to still, have access to it and still, be able to, make modification to it ever want to, but that wasn't true. So apparently the website's only active as long as we are in business with you guys, but then whenever we in our contract with you guys, the website also goes away. So we're just not interested.
Okay, that's definitely really strange. The way that it normally works is that the website does stay active. The only thing that might change is that it shows maybe a banner that we're not making anything and changes to it until the account is active. So, of course, the website is something that is customizable. And you're right. If it is active, you're able to make changes by simply logging into the client dashboard or even letting us know that you want to make adjustments, right? We also have clients that when they do part ways, right, then they do purchase the domain, which is just a domain, not the website, and they could continue with that, maybe that route as well, right? So it's just definitely about making sure that we have the right conversation. And again, the website definitely is available and we can definitely maintain it active. It's only at $39 a month, which is just a website, right? Are you looking to create a new website?
No, we're not. But it's okay. We're fine.
Okay, Rachel. No, I completely understand. Well, I appreciate you answering the phone, right, because it is important. I didn't want to, let's say, activate the account without speaking with you first, right? Now, something that I'm just noticing is that there's been just a lead or two coming in. For example, the previous month, looks like something did come in. And again, this is just simply something small, and it's because we haven't really been able to work on the account for the last about 5 months, right? So were you able to maybe get something out of the calls? It looks like maybe you did get one. Give me a sec. Yeah, so it looks like on the 13th of last month, right, you received one. Someone was looking for a general contract. I believe it was some type of remodeling. It doesn't give me too much information, right? So you could definitely see that you are getting a little bit of attention when it comes to the presence that we left. And that was basically 5 months ago, and it's still kind of working. So if we do get it back to reactivate, I definitely see that you'll see faster results. I do see that you were paying around $199 previously. So something that I could do to make sure that we work with you is lower to $149. Would that be something that you might be interested in?
No, we're good. Thank you, though.
Okay, and you mentioned the website is something that you're just not interested as well?
No, we're not.
Okay, because, again, right, it shows that it doesn't have a website on your Google Business Profile. Having one would definitely work out for you. If you're interested, we can keep the website live and make sure to make changes to it at a very low price. Oh, actually, I believe I mentioned to you it was at $39, right? And you mentioned that it just wasn't the best route. Is that right?
No.
1 second. Okay, so yes, unfortunately you wouldn't be able to log into your client dashboard. But I could definitely tell you what was going on from the time that we were helping. Is that something that I might be able to do?
No, we're fine. We're going to just keep it like that. I believe we can still get attraction without a website and everything. So we're good.
You definitely can. It might work out. It's a better decision in case you want to start running with, like, Google Ads in the future, Google Verified, right? A website would be required. So just keep that in mind that we can keep working with you on just the website while you manage the Google Business Profile, okay?
That's fine. If we ever decide to, to use you guys again, we'll just give you guys a call.
Okay, Rachel. No, I definitely appreciate that. Right, again, the point of this call is just to see where the account was going. I'll make sure that I have the account discontinued. That would definitely mean that I believe the domain would still be available for purchase. So just give that a thought. I believe there's still a couple months left, okay?
Oh, that's fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for your patience. I hope you have a good day.
You too.
Bye.